A surprising new documentary out this week tells the incredible story of a former corporate executive who becomes a medicinal cannabis farmer and takes on the persona of a nun. She calls herself Sister Kate and leads a secular order known as the Sisters of the Valley. These are women who, despite a docile and obviously solemn appearance, are not afraid to take on conservative legislators and local drug dealers alike, even ending up in gun battles with gangsters to protect their crops. Now, why do they do this? It's because they believe in the therapeutic benefits of cannabis for people like cancer patients who are suffering chronic pain. But there's more to the sisterhood than that. And director Rob Ryan, my next guest, hangs out with these women long enough to tease out a range of personal stories from these very different people, some of whom have come from backgrounds of abuse and eating disorders. But none prove more fascinating in this documentary, which is called Breaking Habits, than Sister Kate herself, who decades ago woke up one morning to discover her husband was a con man and had robbed her of hundreds of thousands of dollars. It propelled her on a very unusual journey of self-discovery, which is given a very sympathetic airing in this compelling documentary. A clip and then director Rob Ryan.
I was walking home from a meeting with local activists. A woman sees me and rushes across the street. She's crying and she says, "Sister, sister, I lost my job. I have a 7-year-old son. I'm an alcoholic. I was heading to the liquor store. And you're a sign from God." She fell into my arms sobbing and crying. I looked up at the streetlight like it's God as I'm hugging this woman and going, "Please forgive me." Then I set her back and I said, "Have you ever tried the cannabis plant?" And she said, "Wait, what kind of nun are you?"
Now, Rob Ryan, tell me, how did you first come across Sister Kate?
I was looking online at Snoop Dogg, who was starting to brand his own products for this sort of cannabis industry. And at the very bottom, there was an article, well, it was a photo, actually, of Sister Kate and Sister Darcy in a field of cannabis plants. And I thought, surely not nuns growing weed. What is going on? Only in America. And then I got in contact with her and established very quickly that she wasn't part of any sort of order, Catholic church or Christian church. She was sort of self-ordained nun. And then I did a bit of research and found out that actually anyone can become a self-ordained nun.
I didn't realize this. I thought it was quite strange. So, I mean, this is obviously perhaps the most bizarre dimension of what is quite a bizarre story, full of bizarre dimensions. But what did you make of her self-ordained nun status? I mean, did you have any religious background?
Well, funny enough, my father is from Southern Ireland and he was brought up as quite a strict, devout Catholic. And my mother's from Northern Ireland and was brought up as a Protestant. So actually what happened to me was I pretty much went off religion quite quickly when I was growing up because I saw how divisive it was. So I wouldn't say I'm an atheist, but I'd say that I'm dubious about being very strict on your faith and your religion. I'm quite open to all faiths and religions. And bizarrely, I've actually been quite lucky. I've interviewed high priestess witches, druids, born-again Christians, bishops, a whole broad range of faiths. And actually the one faith that I found quite enlightening was actually the pagan faith, because it was all about your environment and the world.
Well, Sister Kate is a kind of pagan nun, isn't she? I mean, there are a lot of pagan practices and indigenous practices that she incorporates into her belief system.
Yes, correct. She's much more in line with the sort of Mexican, more actually it's the First Nation, Native Americans. And their sort of ancient wisdoms. And she's aligned herself more to that. But interestingly, her sort of outfit, the habit that she wears, is more aligned to the Muslim faith. So she's really questioning faith in general, but it's more about trying to form a sisterhood. And her basis of her business is, look, there's been so many businesses around the world. She used to work for one of the biggest banking organizations, and she worked out quite quickly that there's always a sort of male dominated hierarchy, and she wanted to have a business that has a female hierarchy. And what tends to happen there is that it has more of a conscience. I mean, I hate to generalize as a male, but we all know that there's a world movement going on at the moment to try and have a bit more equality, and I'm all for that.
But tell me, so you arrive to make this film. Now, there had been, let's take a step back, though. There had been a bit of a, I wouldn't call it a, perhaps it's not appropriate to call it a bidding war, but there had been various outfits, broadcasters, people like Vice, who had been trying to make a film about Sister Kate and her unorthodox nuns and their business of growing cannabis for medicinal purposes.
Yes.
In the end, she chose you. Now, you approached her. You weren't attached to any broadcaster, were you? Why did she choose you?
That's a good question, really. I suppose maybe she was quite interested in a European filmmaker making a film about her story. I think she had this sort of theory that Europeans would come at it in a more intelligent way. I don't know if I agree with that. That she was entertaining a production company to do a reality show for MTV, and it was basically taking the piss out of her. And I did originally think this has legs to be a series, but the company that I joined forces with to make the film, Salon, said, let's make it into a feature doc. Let's go down that road. So that, I think, sort of sealed the deal in a way that we were making a film that was going to be serious.
Well, absolutely. I mean, let's run through some of the some of the threads in this very strange story that you've captured here in this feature documentary. First of all, you've got what seems to be quite significant conservative forces up against her. You've got the local sheriff, who's very anti-drugs. You've got a local Christian pastor. I'm sure he's not the only one who you cut to from time to time in the film. Of course, on the other side, you've got gangsters, basically, who are eager to get a slice of what she's doing. And there's some really quite disturbing stories about how Sister Kate and her people are, on more than one occasion, assaulted and attacked by gun-wielding bandits, basically. And there are shootouts that happen. I mean, one of the publicity photos you've got for the film in the production notes is a shot of Sister Kate in her habit, with a gun, with a semi-automatic rifle.
I mean, in her defense, that was me using that as a metaphor. You know, on her mission to stop the sort of usual stereotypes of cannabis being a stoner industry, she was trying to create a healing industry. And so she had been through the mill, essentially, with her experience with her husband and then her brother. So all the men in her life.
Well, her husband basically stole hundreds of thousands of dollars from her and left her penniless.
Now it's close to $5 million that he stole over that period, believe it or not.
But it's quite an interesting thing, isn't it? I mean, she goes off and forms this very sort of unorthodox business, a very unorthodox business
she
model.
She fell into it.
Were you ever skeptical, though, that were you ever thinking this is someone who is taking me for a ride as a filmmaker? I mean, at what point did you think, no, I can trust her?
You'd always get that. Yeah, you'd always get that. But, I mean, the thing for me was I saw it working on several levels, really. One, if you're in the Chamber of Commerce, a debate about the laws on cannabis, if you're shouting from the back row, who are you going to remember? Are you going to remember the woman who's dressed in civilian clothes, or are you going to remember the woman who's dressed in as a nun? You're going to remember the woman who's dressed as a nun. So she argues that it wasn't a marketing gimmick. That's certainly what she wasn't doing. But actually, if you want to identify a woman on the street as one of the cannabis, you know, the Sisters of the Valley, you'd be able to identify them by the outfit they're wearing. I mean, that was one of the sort of things that I was thinking at the very beginning. Has she just basically just formed a gang? So, like, you've got the Bloods and the Crips, where you can identify the Bloods with the red handkerchief and the Crips with the blue handkerchief. And that was a problem in Merced. So all the gangs from the south were moving up, were being edged out of Southern California, and they were being moved up through California. And then the gangs from the north, and they sort of met in the middle, they're Fresno right up to Merced. and they had a massive gang problem going on in that area. She was basically, I think, just trying to identify herself as a sisterhood, not obviously a gang. They weren't, they're not going around wielding guns. In fact, she hates guns. So it was actually quite a big ask for me to get her to have a gun. But it's that sort of, I suppose for me, I'm guilty of it being a sort of marketing visual. You know,
well, I can understand it, though. It's, I mean, well, it's an unbelievable image.
Yeah, it's well known at film school that if you want to market a film, the best image you can have is a nun with a gun.
But they do have to. But as they talk about in the film, they are actually compelled to have guns as part of the business, though, right? Because they need to literally guard their crop and sometimes defend it with the use of force.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's a miracle. I mean, she claims it's the angels are looking after. Someone was looking after her. There were 14 bullet holes in that RV. How she didn't get shot, one of the bullets went through her legs, literally trying to shoot and kill people over a plant. They weren't, but the guys that were trying to steal it were trying to kill them. And they were just trying to defend, hoping it would end. It was like the Wild West when I first went out there. And actually, now where she's based, it's much more like you would expect. Sisters, you know, dressed up. They literally wear their habits and their outfit on the farm from the moment they wake up to the moment they go to bed.
Well, Rob Ryan, it's a fascinating film and a very, very interesting story. Thanks very much for talking to me.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.
Director Rob Ryan speaking to me about his film about nuns with guns and much more, Breaking Habits, which is in cinemas now.